Okay. So if you go to Pet Tutorial 1111, it says select new website from the file menu. And basically that's what I want to do. So we're going to do file, select new website. And again, if you are using the Express version, then you have to have a web developer and a web programmer type thing on your desktop. And I have to go to a web developer, which is green, as opposed to a web developer VB desktop.
Web developer?
Yeah, but now we're in create a website. And then if you read down, shows the new website menu.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure ASP.NET empty website is selected. Okay? So you're selecting ASP.NET empty website. And I probably should have taken a picture with that open. So I'm going to go back.
I have a Visual Basic 2010 Express.
What?
I have a Visual Basic 2010 Express.
I'm using 12.
On my laptop. I'm
using
right.
7.
So we're having new website, ASP.NET empty website, okay? If you're using Visual Studio, you should also make sure that .NET Framework 4.5 is selected in the drop-down list at the top. Yep. And now you got to decide where you want to put this. So I'm going to browse. And I am going to store this someplace. I'm going to store it on my F drive in a place called VB Web. Okay, so I've picked where I wanted to go, which is F drive VB Web. Okay, so I've now told it where I wanted to go, and I've clicked OK. There's already a website containing files at the location. Select a new folder to create. Open the existing website. Create a new website in the existing. I guess I'll create a new website. I don't get that at home. It just happily goes and does it. Okay, so I have no idea what I just wiped out and what it's gonna have. But oh my, interesting. I now have a whole load of things open.
I don't have
that. I'm not real sure I want that. That's the difference between working apparently with the full version and my version at home. So I'm going to get out of here. And I'm going to go into my F drive. And I'm going to make a folder that I'm going to call VB in class. Okay? And it's on my F drive. So now, wasn't I clever? I closed Visual Basic. Okay, so now we're going to go to File, New Website. .NET empty website, and I'm going to browse and find the folder called in class. I did call it in class, right? I'm doing very well. I did call it in class, didn't I? This is ridiculous. Okay, I've got a new folder here, so I guess I will change his name to In Class, maybe?
No, it's not.
Okay, is everybody ahead of me?
No.
Good.
Thanks. Who's Blend?
Then I'm going to sit down and you can do it. Oh, VB In Class, that's what I called it, so now I'm all set. So I've chosen VB In Class, and so I'm saying open that, and then I'm clicking on OK. And it's creating the project in VB In Class. Notice it has a web configure and a web debug configure because it's making a web page.
I just go web later.
Now, step three, you're going to add the default. So it is add website, add new item. So you're going to website, add new item. And you want to click on web form. Come on, mouse, you can do it.
Add new website.
So now I have clicked on web form. Under edit, I went in to add new. What was it? What did it say? Well, anyway, web form. And then I place code in a separate file. Select master page. I think they want those clicked. And so now I click add, and it comes up with default ASPX. Okay, so now I've added default ASPX up there. Now why I'm getting that blue circle, I have no idea, but anyway.
That's the web symbol.
Okay.
Sorry, I guess it is.
What?
Sorry to catch up, because this thing is slowing down.
Yeah, it does. It does. Well, that's why you got the tutorial. We're following tutorial one. So in your big book, just go through tutorial one, because that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're over to step four. Okay, and you're seeing at the bottom the design, the split, and the source. Okay, so design is where you can design a page. Source shows the code, which is what we saw when we first opened it. And split means I can see the design and the code together. Okay, so if I click on source, there's the source. And you can see that it basically is HTML. So I've got a head, I've got body, I've got a division in there, I've got a form. I'm not going to operate in there, although I could write code in there, and I have. But I'm going to go back to the design. So I'm going back to the design. Okay. Okay, so step 5-6, next you will create a title that displays in the title bar of the web browser. Okay, so switch to design view, click inside the web page in design view, select document, and give it a title. So this is basically the same thing you're used to doing. I'm going to come down here and give it a title. In class 1, or whatever I want to call it. There's my title. Okay. Then select toolbars from the view menu and select formatting if it's not already selected. Okay? So you're going to go into View, select Toolbars, and make sure that formatting is checked. And what did I just do? View, Toolbar, and you want to make sure formatting is checked. Okay? So this will give me an extra toolbar that I need to use. So you need to do that. And I'm on step 6. Huh?
Well, mine's already checked.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. It's already checked?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was at home too. Look for the block format on the left side. Da-da. This will cause it to appear in the upper left-hand corner of the light blue box. So, up here, you can write your title. This is my header. Okay? And I should be able to make this, if I go to none, because they're not talking right about this. If you go to none and pick header 2, then that becomes a header. So go to where it said none, which is right at this spot. And I wrote, this is my header. So that is how I can go ahead. And I can go ahead and put in other things down here. I can click down here and say, this is another header. And make that an H3. So I can put in, this is another header. This is another header. I can set up this page pretty much the way I want to set up the page. Okay, we're now moving on. So now I want to put on, what does it say I want to put on? Double click the button icon to create a button control. Okay? So I can take these things from the toolbar and bring them over and create a button. So there's my button. Okay? So now I can go and name my button the same way I do in Visual Basic. So here's my button, and I'm going to call it button click. And I am going to change the text on it to click. So I now have a button that says button click.
This is great.
Yeah.
My whole life.
Huh?
Yeah, no, my whole life just got upside down.
Okay, so now I've got to put on a label. So I'm grabbing a label, and I'm bringing over the label. Only apparently I didn't put it in the right place. There it is. And I'm going to call this LBL message. And it has the word label in the text, so I'm going to make that go away. Okay, so now it has not got label in the text. Okay, so now I need to click on the click event, and it generates some code for the button click. Looks just like it would look in Visual Basic. And we're over on page 689, Rao, where they have me write out something in the message. So I'm going to write label message dot text equal hi. Hi. Hope you made it this far. Okay, so what's wrong with that?
You have to modify it. Like, you have to assign it.
You're right.
Yeah.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay. And notice how much this looks like VB. I mean, but I'm just creating a database. So now I go to default ASPX. Notice it's added a default ASPX VB. And now I want to run it. You can hit Control F5 to run it, or you can come up here where it says Firefox and actually pick the browser you want to run it in. Because up there where it says Firefox, it's going to have Chrome, Explorer, Opera, whatever. So I'm going to click on Firefox, and I'm going to click on the Start button. And there it is. And it's running under localhost. Okay, so here I am sitting running under localhost, and there it is. There's my page, and it's running under localhost.
So if you code, will this update live?
Yeah, if you've got it up. Well, this isn't out on the server. You'd have to upload it to the server. And we'll talk about that in a second. So now I'm saying click, and I hope you made it this far. And there's my message. Okay. And I wasn't going to actually go there. I'm trying to remember what my password is. I don't remember. So I'm going to do that Thursday, which is when I plan to do it anyway. But this is on localhost. You can put it up on the server, but it has to be on a Windows server. Okay. Now, I bought a long time ago a place on Brinkster, and I use Brinkster because they used to give out free websites, but they don't anymore. So if you want to try this, you'd have to find a Windows-free website. You know, that's not a Linux. We have a Linux website here. Okay. So you need to find a Windows website. And if you find a Windows website, then it will run just fine on the Windows website. And as I said, I put this one up on Brinkster yesterday just to prove that it was still doing it, but now I can't remember my Brinkster password.
Brinkster?
Brinkster. Brinkster, B-R-I-N-K-S-T-E-R. But as I said, the reason I got into Brinkster was it had free. Free is a lovely word. And so I now it charges me, I think, $144 a year or something. So I probably should get rid of it, but I've got too much stuff up there and I'm too lazy to get rid of it. But Brinkster are, anyway, it's a Windows, what you need is a Windows website. And if you put these up, then it will run ASP and ASPX. Okay. Now that means anybody can run it at home, but it has to have been on a Windows site. And I tried it up on ours just to see if it was getting more accommodating, but it didn't work. I tried putting it up on ours. Okay. So essentially, that is the first program. And it runs on the local host on the system, and you're seeing exactly what you see if you put it up on a server. Okay? Tutorial 2 gets into text boxes and that sort of thing. So I'm going to suggest that you do Tutorial 2. I'm going to get out of here. And then we're going to do the next one. Save all. And I claim I've now saved it. Except that I was running it, so I probably haven't. File, save all. File, open project. No, I want to close the solution first.
Yeah. I think I'm on that web browser.
Pardon me?
On my laptop.
It's showing? Yeah. On the local host, right? Yes.
I went on view.
Okay, this is the second one that I did.
I went on view and go to other windows, and then I went to web browser.
Okay, well, look a minute. Okay, this is what I've got. And notice, I'll show you in a second, but notice I looked at the code on this second one. And notice all the ASP? There's a whole load of ASP. Yes, Thomas. There is a whole load of ASP there. And one of the recorders has stopped recording. So now if I go over to design, okay, there's my version of the second tutorial, only I did something a little bit different. I put in a first name, a last name, I put in 3 checkboxes to tell what major you were in. And what else did I do? And then I put in a button to say process. So that's similar to tutorial 2. So kind of run through and try to set up tutorial 2. And then we're going to look at tutorial 3. But, you know, my saying the words, that's why I Xeroxed this so we could all be together. Okay, so when I want to run this, just watch in a second as soon as I get the recorder going. There it is. When I want to run this, see where it says up here Firefox? See where it says Firefox?
Yep.
And that's what I click on. I click on the green thing next to Firefox. And actually, I should take a picture of that as I'm talking about it. And I click on it. And it is now going to come up in localhost. So there it is, there's localhost, and it is now coming up. Okay? So I am putting in here John Doe, and he's in programming, and I click process, and it says, John, the meeting for programming will be in K101. Okay, so what I've got in this one is if I go back to the code, I don't want to close that. Yes, I do, actually. Okay, if I go back to the code and look at the source, okay, you can see the source that it generated, If I go back to design and I click on the button, you can see the code that I wrote. Come on, you can do it. Okay, so there's the code I wrote. So I said, I double clicked on button click, and I said if check programming.check equals true, all web development shop check equals true, then I sent them to the same room. And otherwise, if it was networking, I sent them to a different room. Otherwise, I sent them to a third room. Okay, so that's the code that I put in. That's not in the tutorial. I just added something to the tutorial. So that's the code that I wrote on the button click so that it would go and do this. And it's out there if you want to download my examples. They're up there. Okay. So this is my button click. Okay, so try doing something like this. I don't care what you do. And then I go to default ASPX to see the form. So I put in some text boxes. I put in some check boxes. I put in a button to process. And I put in a place to receive the answer. So try doing something like that.
Oh, you can't copy and paste next one.
That's kind of tutorial too. You can either just do tutorial 2 the way they have it, or you can get a little more creative.
Okay.
Charlotte, do you have this book?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because this copy is floating around on the desk. Well, if you want to go get the copies.
It's kind of in a weird order. It starts over there.
Mm-hmm.
Starts over there and goes all the way.
What?
And I can show you this one. My laptop.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't have a home on my laptop. Huh?
Well, then you can use ours. Have you got the Express version on your laptop?
2010 Express.
Okay, yeah. Then you have to download the web developer. From Visual Basic, and I'm not sure exactly. I'd have to look up the address. But why don't you use our computer for now, and then you can get it done.
Okay.
Okay? Because then you can experiment with it.
Tutorial 2. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So you're basically making a web page now, an ASP or an ASP.x, ASP.x.
The other thing I was telling you about.
What?
So when I, about those, splitting those, the SQL Server database.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't work on my laptop, so I moved it on the computer, and it works. So I tried it on. So I put it back on.
It may not have come on your laptop. SQL Server gets downloaded.
Right.
All
right. So I did it on this computer.
Right.
I put it onto my Visual Basic for my home park.
Put it back in
my laptop and check it out. Run it, and it works.
Oh, that's good. So apparently
it
was able to run stuff that it wasn't able to develop.
Yeah, because of different versions.
Okay.
That's why.
I got a question.
Yeah.
When you design this right here, do you have to manually enter the spaces in for those? Or can you do it in the design mode?
What do you mean by manually?
After the label.
After the label. Between the label and the text box. First name, for instance.
Yeah, I hit a space.
It just hits. Tap space?
Yeah.
You tell them to do that. So.
Yeah, when I did it. I don't think it wants you to put in too many, though. But now I'm putting them in. Oh, it let me put in a lot.
Why?
Okay. What?
Compared to spaces.
That's what I'm lining up. I just want to line up so it looks good. That's all. We'll only do that for.
And first and last are different spellings. But, okay, I'm doing this, but I'm in design mode. That looks pretty good.
Go back one more.
Okay, thanks. Yes, you have.
Okay, sir, get busy.
Perfect.
Because then I want you to do tutorial three.
Tutorial three?
So it's kind of an interesting mix between HTML and Visual Basic.
Certainly interesting.
Hey, wouldn't they wish I learned HTML and Visual Basic first? That'd be awesome.
Yes.
This is like mind-blowing. It's like, oh, you only use a notepad to do HTML.
Yeah, but this is creating a whole web page that you can put up according to their dream world. So it's ASP, basically.
I underestimated Visual Basic.
I suspect you can do this in anything in Visual Studio. I mean, I don't know whether Igor gets into web page development or not in that class.
We do one assignment.
There's this one assignment.
Okay. So yeah, I think you're going to find it's the same, basically.
It's so complicated. It's he's putting in HTML tags within couts. So you have like code within code, which is ridiculous.
I'm
trying to get
the source page for the
website. Well, here we're not generating the code, except we generated the ASP code.
No, he's actually writing in HTML tags within couts.
I'm sure. And you can definitely do that. We're doing it more with the wizard.
And then what he does is...
And then, as I said, next week we're going to look at Web Matrix.
And then what he does is he exports the code to a text file, you know, and then you change it to .html and C, and then you just... It's not like crazy.
Huh, so he doesn't leave it in ASP? Huh. Okay. Because ASP is one of the big ones that's out there.
Yes, I do see a lot of jobs for that, actually.
And you can see now that they put in, here's the ASP. They got, you know, I put in those checkboxes, and they put in ASP. Checkbox ID is that one. And so they are putting in, it's an interesting combination of ASP and Visual Basic. And I've written ASP alone. I mean, you can just sit down in Notepad and write ASP. And I will show you some of that. I'll try to remember to share once I know the password, because it's out on that Bringster server. You can actually just sit down and write the ASP from scratch. You don't have to be inside Visual Studio to do it. But if you're inside Visual Studio, so make something pretty. What?
Well, it says ASP.NET website.
Okay, turn that off and let's start it again.
Turn that off?
Well, not off, but close it and let's start it again. Well, wait a minute. Where's Visual Studio? There it is. Okay, so you start out and you say file, new website, right?
Yeah.
And once you got file, new website.
Oh, I guess I went to the wrong one.
Okay, that's what I thought you did. Once you say file, new website, it then comes out and asks you if you want an ASP.NET and new website. And you click that. And at that point, okay, you get this. Then you say view, or as actually website, add new item.
Okay.
And when you add a new item, the item, you click on web form, and when you click on web form, it gives you default ASPX down
okay.
here.
Okay, because I looked at the wrong new on.
That's probably it.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, my issue before, instead of doing 4.5, I had 4.5?
4.6.1.
Are you kidding?
Huh?
I don't know why they would do that. Does anybody else have that? Because I have 4.5.
The .NET framework?
I had a bunch of options.
Right, but wasn't the default 4.5?
5.2,
yeah. And your default was...
It was a mess. It just
freaked out. Totally freaked out.
That's what you get for being creative.
I never asked for it.
You never asked for it.
No, if you clicked, you asked for it. So as I said, try to put together some kind of a page.
Is that our next assignment?
No, the next assignment. I think I'm going to make you do the kayak.
I can't swim.
Name of it.
You can't.
Better take
some
lessons.
If can't swim.
I was traumatized at a very young age.
What?
I was traumatized at a very young age. I can't swim.
Yeah, I was traumatized. Somebody threw me out with deep water, and I didn't know how to swim at the time.
Was it a horseneck beach?
Oh my God!
Was that a pond actually?
Yeah.
But after that, my mother made me take
some of
them.
Unreal.
Unreal.
By the way, I can't swim. It's just kidding.
Almost looks terrible.
Why are you just sitting there?
I'm programming.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Really fast.
Let me see it.
No.
What was that I said about I missed you?
I don't know.
What a liar are you? Okay, let's see it.
I said no.
Okay. Okay, your assignment, because I haven't got enough speed out of you guys, is to do the kayak one all by your little selfies. And that is tutorial 3 and 4.
Is that the kayak there?
Mm-hmm.
And is it in here?
Tutorials 3 and 4.
Does it have to be a kayak tour?
It has to be something very similar to this.
Okay.
Like a ghost hunt tour?
Huh?
A ghost hunt tour?
It can be a ghost hunt tour. It can be a grizzly bear tour. I don't care. But it's got to have all of those different kinds of things in it.
Mask and snorkel, optional.
Well, not that, but it's got to have check boxes. It's got to have list boxes. It's got to have all those kinds of things that you can put up there. So yes, you can make it something other than a kayak tour.
So if it's a Jurassic Park tour,
that's fine.
Yeah, so instead of mask and snorkel, did a tranquilizer rifle?
Yeah.
Flare gun?
Yep. Jurassic Park G. Playing in your facility? Wild coach facility.
You know, when in doubt, you can get me.
Now, I put out my version of this out there, but I expect you to do your own version, he goes to say. And yes, it would be better to do a Jurassic Park, because then you'd have to look at it. So this one, if you look at the way this one works, wow, I really do feel lousy. So there it is in Firefox. Okay. So at the top, okay, the first thing it does is say select a tour. And I can pick those three tours. So Flamingo Park. And I want all three of the extras. And I want owner supplied. And then I click on confirm. And it takes all of these things that I checked. It says the tour is Flamingo Park, owner supplied kayak, expert paddles, I want masks. And if you scroll down, you'll get to see compass too. And then if you want to get the tour descriptions, which is tutorial 4, you click on this hyperlink and it brings up in another window a write-up about the tours that I, needless to say, was too lazy to put in. But it brings up a write-up about the tours. So I've got two pages going on here. Okay, I've got the first page that is signing up for the tour, and if you click on tour description, it does that.
Okay. You can see CSS in there too, right?
Absolutely. You can make it as fancy as you want. But tutorial 3 gives you the basics of how to do this. And so I want you to go through that. And then we will also look next time at how to get a database into this. Or actually, I can show you the ones I did on that too. Since half of you are diligent and the other half, not so much. So using a database.
She loves her databases.
Yes, she does. Okay, what's wrong? That didn't open right. There it is. Okay, when you do this, and we'll do it next time, but you make a folder over here called AppData, and then you put the database inside it. So you make a copy of your database and put it inside AppData.
This for Kayak?
No, you don't need that database for Kayak. Oh, okay. It was just nobody was working on anything, so... Oh, and that's not true.
Is that for...
You aren't working on things.
I'm trying to... Oh, here it is. I was trying to find the Kayak thing.
And so here's default ASP.
Tutorial 11-3. That's where I'm working against.
And my design here is a data source. So I've got a data source here. And I've got it set up in a grid.
Just for the week 11 homework?
I'll probably give you something to do on this, yes, but this one is a tutorial again.
Oh, I see what she did.
So now I've got the database. Come on, you can do it. And at some point it will. No, that is not what I wanted to happen. I don't even see what's wrong with it. F drive, VB web, using DB1, app data. That should have been fine. It was at home. So we'll have to try it and see why it is complaining.
Is there a way to convert a VB program into ASP?
What do you mean by convert?
I take a VB program and put it into ASP pretty easily?
I don't know. As I said, I've written Ask from scratch. And that's fairly straightforward. But I don't think, so I'll Google it. You're not doing anything else.
Got jokes to make. I don't know. Might have stopped this homework. It might be done in the next 15 minutes.
Took me longer than 15 minutes, so I'd say that probably.
It's going to take me at least 3 times, but how long it took you?
Well, since I've done it every year for the last 5 years, I kind of knew what to do. That bothers me, however, that the Visual Basic didn't open. That's a database one, because it looked like the totally right address. Okay, using DB3. And the app data has donor DB MDF under it. And you can also put it up this way, if it actually runs. But I'm already think I'm trying to run it. Actually that did show a record. Okay, I'm dithering. Okay, so you have all of the records down here that you want to see. So if I click on record 6, it brings up record 6. If I bring up record 9, it brings on record 9. I can edit it, I can delete it, and I can add a new. So I can do total maintenance on the database connected with the website. Okay, so now I want to go back to that other one and see why that didn't run if this one did. No, still it's giving me an error. A database with the same name exists. There's only one under app data.
DB2.
Yeah, but that was my, that's right, this is DB2.
I don't see block format.
Block format is where you go to get that header and things like that.
I get the second header.
Well, you can go to block format to get all of the different things there.
What if I just make this without using?
You're supposed to be learning ASP. Why don't you draw me a pretty picture?
I could. It wouldn't be that pretty. Could it be extra credit?
When are you graduating?
When you let me.
Cute. You found it?
Well, I just got a design.
Okay. And that's right, block format would be in design, you're right.
They changed that name.
Yeah, no, sometimes they use names when I went searching and said, where did they possibly mean for me to go?
Tutorial is just to make something to click on a button and then have a label.
That's all it is.
Okay, well, I'm already done with that.
But that's kind of showing, and then you can go back and modify it if you want to do the tutorial too.
Mm-hmm.
And put some text boxes in and that sort of thing. But all this whole little exercise, I at least think that when you're working with the wizard, my standing up there saying, click this, click that, click this, click that, don't make a lot of sense.
It is very interesting how you can have like a design view and then just click it, the button, and program the button. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, it's like DOM.
Well, it's got a wizard, basically. There's a wizard associated with this.
It's like DOM done for you.
Except I don't think they're writing it in DOM.
No.
But,
yeah, I'll talk to him. I actually might see him today.
I just applied to Amazon.
Oh, yeah?
Whenever they open.
It's come along fast.
I can't believe it.
It's
all those wonderful trees.
That building is scary big.
It's like a million square feet. Huh?
It's scary big.
What? Yeah, I drove by the other day.
It was on
the
warehouse building. In the initial way.
It's rather freaked
out
line.
I drove. Yeah, freaked out line.
I drove by there all the time.
There's trees there.
Someone who wanted to be innovative.
I've only been there for like 5 years.
Yeah. In the soft shop when I was working.
Yeah.
So a little more than that now, 10
years. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Stop and Shop paid for that.
Yeah.
Why don't you actually put your fingers on the keyboard and pretend that you're doing something?
You're enabling me.
We'll have to send you to the car and you can work back in the car.
That you might get it done.
I realize you feel that entertainment is your specialty, but... Hopefully you got today was the hang of it.
Right?
Exactly what I'm aiming for. Is to get the hang of it.
You didn't want us to master it one day?
No.
Yeah.
So you guys got the second one done?
I'm doing the kayak tour as we speak.
You're doing kayak, okay. Huh?
I'm on kayak.
Yeah.
I'll treat the second one done.
Okay. Where was the second one?
He's going the first.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Really? Something really big.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. You run it, so you would run low. No. You have to go run it there.
Wait, how would you make multiple pages?
You make the browser you want to use.
Yeah.
And now it'll give you run.
Okay.
But so you're in design mode before. So you can't have the data in design mode. You know, I've got a whole lot of pages, 690s. Oh. If anybody needs pages, it's not looking good.
What?
If anybody needs pages, some of them I have one left, some of them I have two or three left, and I made five copies of everything.
Good job, Marshall.
So if you're missing pages, come take a look.
And drove it over at the same time.
Is that one to bed? I can't read.
Yes.
It's horrible. This computer resolution is like.
Alright.
So, no fun
stuff.
Six.
Okay. Six rows.
What you doing? What are you looking at? No, no, what program are you going to be looking at?
Oh, I don't really know.
So we just selecting five tables. Just highlight a lot.
Yep.
I suppose. Select the drag table in here, one table.
Modify some modify style.